Death clock.
I love that. I love them.
Yeah. Man, I was thinking about, like, after, like, talking about concept albums, I was like, man, I was like, rappers could make some really tight concept albums. And, like, there's rarely any.
Yeah.
Who?
I said rappers. Yeah.
I think Joyner Lucas does it, right? With aliens and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Along Came Joyner.
That was a mixtape.
Okay.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Childish Gambino does something about a rich boy. No. I don't remember what that was about.
Stop. Come on. It's
2019.
Just change your tone.
I think the main idea of rap, I think the main focus has always been to talk about real stuff. Like,
I know, but why hasn't like a rapper like made, well, I mean,
it's happened.
Good Kid, Mad City, but I mean, I know, I'm not saying
it's just not like a regular thing.
I just think like rappers,
people don't have that kind of attention span when it comes to rap.
You're right. I mean, I do. I just think that rappers like are so good with their words that you can like paint so much.
I mean, maybe one day.
Akatsuki?
Lewis?
Yeah.
You're making a concept album. That's your challenge.
Akatsuki? Yes?
You're not down.
These. Are we writing a concept album for rap?
I'm down.
I'm with it.
We're going to be writers for Lewis?
Whoa.
I mean, you can handle the rhymes. We'll handle the story.
Okay.
All right. It's adjourned.
Hey, don't play with me.
Adjourned.
I'm down.
We got it.
Ooh, I'm down.
Oh. It's going to be about Teletubbies and their adventure.
After, you know, I was talking about Teletubbies the other day.
Oh my, dude, this intro is long already.
Why? Like, I don't understand what that show is about. Were they aliens?
That's what your concept album is gonna focus on. Are they aliens?
Well, I need help.
Is God like, real?
Well, like, why was the sun a baby? Why would they just randomly start cleaning their spaceship?
How'd they get dirty in the first place? If all they do is clean.
How they got TVs in their stomach? For what?
I guess we'll never know.
Find out.
next week on Dragon Ball Z.
When Teleraps drops next year.
Teleraps?
That's fire.
Oh my god, please start the intro music.
Alright. 'Going, guys, welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. My name is Danko, and I am joined with, of course, Lewis.
Yo.
And Lorenzo.
Hey.
We're here with another episode of this podcast about music. I don't know where I was going with that. My flow is all messed up now. I'm thinking about Teletubbies and stuff.
You heard the intro.
So guess what, guys? It's cold. It's real cold.
Not really.
I mean,
Lewis,
I'm used to it.
Do you not feel cold?
Lewis wears sweaters in the summer.
You don't know my life.
I unfortunately do. Way too much.
You can't fact check.
We don't even hang out anymore. And
you don't. Exactly.
I mean, you guys hang out once a month. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's already too much.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
So because of the cold weather, you know, moods start to change. People start to listen to different music.
Cuddle weather.
Sweater weather is the perfect song to listen to. Ooh. In this time of year. No?
What are you, an Instagram girl?
You don't like sweater weather? All right.
I listen to sweater weather once, and then I see 3,000 captions on sweater weather, and then I'm like...
I think the reason why I want to do a fall vibes episode again is mainly because we can talk about Halloween music, we could talk about Christmas music, we could talk about love songs on Valentine's Day, but there's no Thanksgiving kind of tracks. You know, no one's rapping about Thanksgiving. No one's doing a rock song about Thanksgiving.
Cream cheese, beneath.
Not as a joke.
YBN Cordae made a whole song about, like...
Wait, what?
Thanksgiving is it like, at his grandma's house.
Oh.
Wait, which song is that?
I think that's what it's called.
Thanksgiving?
At my grandma's house?
Wait, was it on his recent album?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Oh. Well, good.
That's not hard, bro. Tight. Like, he's dead talking about, like, the food and everything. It's like, begun. How it smells walking in. Like, it's tight.
It's begun.
Okay. That's the only song.
But we got to do fall vibes.
Yeah.
We got to do it. And so we're going to go over what we listen to in the fall. What's the mood like and stuff like that. So, yeah. Lorenzo, why don't you start?
Fall always reminds me of, like, will always remind me of school years. So, Lewis and you know, I'm really bad at waking up, and waking up is one of the most dreadful times of my day. That I used to always want to, like, make sure that I was happy when I woke up. So, This Will Be an Everlasting Love by Natalie Cole. Mm, I start to listen to that. Like, that's the jam to wake up to. There's also Come Through by Drake. I like that song in the fall. And then when it starts getting really cold,
I see where this is going. Okay. Sad Boy.
Okay. Yep, you're right. And then I start listening to 808s and Heartbreaks.
Oh, super sad boy. Okay.
It's the good times, man. What are you guys talking about? Y'all are rude to me today. They've been making fun of Earl. I'm sad. I also have this really short moody playlist. It's just, I don't know, they're cool. It's a lot of Drake though. Come and See Me by Party Next Door featuring Drake.
Oh my god.
Redemption by Drake, Fire and Desire by Drake.
Oh my god.
And then No More by Travis Thompson featuring Paris Alexa, and Cigarettes and Kush by Stormzy featuring Kehlani. This is like a really good album. Also, my late night drive playlist. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I just drop albums with all these features.
I got money like that.
Yeah. Danko showed me this song. This is one of my favorite songs to listen to especially like during the day when it's like chilly and stuff. Blueberry Cadillac by Landon Sears. That song yeah. is still super cool. I'll listen to Sir. Sir's other album, his recent album was okay. It was alrighty. Anita by Smino, Joyride by Travis Thompson, and then I'll also do Corner Store. But very, very like moody songs, chill songs. Something that feels like a late night drive song is usually, it'll start coming up during the day. That's how like it goes. Except for This Will Be. That's a forever track. This one. That I can sing the fast part. I got made fun of at my ROTC ball.
Yeah.
Because I like that song too much, and they made me perform in front of all the platoons.
Oh.
Where'd you find this kid, Dango?
I don't know. On the street.
Y'all are rude. I can get no break today.
He would come into my work and dance.
You came into my
work. I'd be like, excuse me, sir, I need you to leave. If you're not gonna buy anything.
That ain't even true. I only went to Danko for smoothies.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke. A little bit.
I get no break today. Whatever. Somebody go next.
A little bit.
What is with that today? We're just... What is it?
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
Is it a full moon outside? I'm feeling wily. Anyways. That's good. Fall
like,
vibes.
I like that one.
I didn't know you were still listening to Blueberry Cadillac.
Yeah,
I kind of forgot about that song.
I didn't know you were still listening to Drake.
I mean, who isn't? I don't listen to Drake anymore.
Put your hand down. Wait until it comes back to you. We'll talk about comeback season.
Whenever I think of Drake fall, I think So Far Gone.
I've never heard it.
You haven't heard So Far Gone? Oh. It's fantastic. That's, and that's the last Drake album I liked.
You're a liar.
I'm dead serious. So I don't even know which one is that.
The best I ever had.
Best one I ever had. Houstalana, Vegas.
Is that the what?
Yeah,
Houstalana, Vegas.
It's all the major. Houston, Atlanta, and Vegas. All the major strip club cities.
Okay, what album is that though? Like, is so that the gone. One with the white cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, never
like,
heard
he's
it.
He's like reaching for something.
Never
up there.
Heard it.
He's like, is that hand motion?
He's just like,
it just looks like he was trying to tip over like a can on the top shelf. Like,
I
come
can't
on, fall.
It. All right, we're not making fun of my hat right now. Absolutely not.
Oh, who's going next?
You can go next.
Boom, the Wonder Years.
There you go.
The Upsides. That whole album makes me think about college and how bad it sucked. But I started college in fall, and it got me through school, man.
Nice.
Number one. Number two,
Drake.
comeback season and room for improvement. Drake, unfortunately, even though I just slandered him.
Comeback season literally has a fall cover on it.
Yeah, exactly. He's wearing a peacoat and leaves are falling.
He's got big ears and...
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But
it's
his fade is nice on that album. the haircut fade was so clean. I was like, wow, I want that.
Let me see. What else? What else? What else? What else?
What else?
Chill Hop Records.
Oh, yeah.
They make playlists like every season.
Mm.
I think they've been doing it since like 2017. And they just make like a playlist of maybe 20 songs from different producers.
Mm-hmm.
And just give you full vibes of like the whole season. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's nice. Do they do the Chill Hop YouTube radio thing? Yeah, Chill Hop Radio.
I think so.
Like with the same name,
with the little raccoon.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's little raccoon dude.
That's he's standing up now.
That guy's dope. Oh yeah, he's standing up now. That surprised me.
I don't like raccoons, but he's cute.
You don't like raccoons?
They chased me.
Oh, they chase you?
Yeah, I got chased by a raccoon, and I've hated them ever since.
Oh, and that's why he hates fall.
Whoa!
Sorry. Anything else?
Got a little carried away.
Thy art is murder. No, I'm just kidding.
Art is murder.
Thy art is murder.
Thy art is murder.
It's a deathcore band.
Oh, death job for a cowboy. Best fall band.
I can't.
The pig squeal.
I wish I could do that. I would do that everywhere.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.
I think I listen. I listen to like ballads from.
Well, all of a sudden, I got more.
Don't I always?
My name's Lorenzo.
Oh my god!
One day, I feel like you guys are just gonna fight. I'm gonna leave it in the episode.
No, this is us being good friends.
If we don't do this, like if we're able to be cordial the entire time, we're beefing.
Yeah, if we're ever cordial, it's like, hey man, like, hey, like, good job today. Hey, but I'll run that fade though. I'm sorry. It's always really bad. It's never nice.
Okay.
But like ballads from Brockhampton.
Mm.
Like sugar super fun right now, summer and waste.
Mm.
Also go check out those dances because I love those.
I listen to a lot of folk during the fall. It just seems like the perfect kind of like vibe for it.
So like folk festival sounds tight. Yeah. Like in the fall, like, I agree.
Folk music, gothic folk, like I'm all punk folk punk. Like I have a playlist called Just Folk Me Up, fam. It's my favorite folk playlist.
Oh my God.
You are so witty.
I know, I'm sorry. You should hear the names of my other playlists. But yeah, dude, like the Civil Wars, the Dead South, Kaleo, Parker
Millsap. Oh my god, Death Cab for Cutie.
Death Cab for Cutie's perfect for fall. Yeah,
they just make me feel sad.
Fall just a sad?
I feel like a terrible person.
Do you do?
Listening to them, I just feel terrible.
Have you listened to the recent album?
No.
I tried.
It's not very good.
Yeah, I tried. Well, I got halfway through it. It's not even long.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Don't taint your like view on Death Cab for Cutie by listening to that.
Okay.
I'm still listening to Anthony Green from Sucker Survive. Yeah. His solo stuff is nice. I think Chelsea called it like yoga rock because they listen to it at yoga. So he's like a yoga freak or something.
Oh yeah, he is. He's a yogi.
He said yoga.
He's a
freak.
Definite yogi
freak. I have a. What else have I been listening to? Dodie. Dodie's my life in fall. She's the best. New mixture. That's right. So my new mixture is like Man Wolves. It has Blueberry Cadillac on it. Actually, Man Wolves is like hip hop rock. So they do some really cool stuff. Dunk contest. What? Magic Bird? Oh my god.
What are you
listening to? You're getting so
I have
hard.
One Hobo Johnson song on here. Sex in the City is really good.
I like Sex in the City a lot.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Hobo Johnson's tight.
His recent album is good.
I didn't listen to it.
He's not as shaky.
Oh, he's not doing that weird like vibrato.
No, he's not as shaky, and his melodies weren't as good in that album. Like they're just very like spacey and very staccato, but like this one has like filled in stuff. Like there's holded, like chords and stuff that will fill in the space.
So I could probably listen to it. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it's tight.
yeah, more fall stuff on my playlist is like "The Sky" by Dante Leon. That's kind of been one of my favorites. I'm gonna actually play that right now because I showed it to you.
Oh yeah, I almost did this song for one of my soloists. I forgot about that. I forgot that, like, you showed me that.
It's a good song.
Thank you. Because I was telling my soloist, I was like, I know how I found every song. I was like, I don't know how I found this song. Yeah. Okay, guitar.
I think I found it on, I don't remember where I found it.
That song is tight.
But Northside Drive, which is another good fall song for me. The Fat Tony and...
Yeah. Did you show me that? Or yeah, did I show you that? This song is so tight.
Yeah.
This is...
Oh, God. It's so good. Thank you. And then, like, another top song, this is my last song for this, is This Is It, Lucchini, Sedgwick,
hey, bro.
Sedgwick Avenue, the Sedgwick Avenue demo, which is really good.
You played me.
What are you talking about? Camp Lo?
Yeah.
It's them. It's just a demo from one of, it's a different version, but it's the same thing.
I love that song.
It's really good.
I don't know what they be talking about, but it just sounds so tight.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, mainly fall is because I'm going to get into this in the next episode, but mainly fall also is reserved to old school rap, SoCal rap. So like People Under the Stairs has been really showing up for me, and Invisible Ink, which I will talk about in the next episode. But like a lot of classic rap, just classic. I'm surprised I'm calling it classic now. Just old school rap, just really coming back to me.
You sound so old.
I know, man. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Back in my
He's 19, by the way.
<He's> 19. but you
look closer to 19 than he does. I know.
I've been listening to the People Under the Stairs album front to back for the last 2 weeks. Just my brother showed me them, and I just love them.
They're dope, but I just can't. Like, I can't listen to a whole album, but I like them. Like, it's weird.
There's always, them. Like, the singles, you know? Like,
I can
the heavy
listen
hitters.
To them. I just can't listen to an entire project.
Yeah. Because they're, like, 2 hours long, too.
Yeah.
And they're
like,
long.
Like, I know Nas is monotone.
Yeah.
But homie, oh, my God. He puts Nas to shame. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, man.
But you dope.
But yeah. I think fall is also reserved to, like, listening to songs from the past.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
We spend
Yeah.
We spend so much time listening to new music, especially now.
Yeah.
That, you know, we just the fall is like that time where we're just like, all right, no new albums coming out. Tight. We're gonna listen to stuff from the past.
Yeah.
Like, man. Yeah, but that's fall vibes, man. And obviously I'll be making a playlist to correlate. That's a fancy word. Correlate with
so many
the podcast. Going on. So it's going to be like podcast episode playlist.
He's slashing
like
right now. He's doing dashes.
He's going to do this, and then I'm going to share it on Facebook.
That's a good one. He's like, Drake.
Wait, what is that? Share. That share was different. I'm going to share it on Facebook.
Fucking. I mean, I can't say that. I'm going to toss it over. And, yeah. So there'll be a playlist of the fall vibes of everything that we've listened to and such as that is. And then that's it. Thank you guys for listening to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape.
You good, bro?
Too many hand motions.
You good, bro?
Too much hand motions.
You good, bro?
I've been talking like
need
rapid
some water?
Fire.
You need some water?
Hold on. Water break. Everyone be quiet.
Let's just take a sip.
Water break. Be quiet.
ASMR.
Thank you. Okay, anyways. Shout out to the network that we're a part of, the Working On It Network. If you ever want to listen to a gaming podcast, this is the Easy XP podcast.
Uh-huh.
There's the if you ever want to listen to a movie podcast,
where you
it's
go?
A bonus commentary podcast.
Boom. Tell them.
And if you ever want to listen to the General Talk
where
podcast,
where do you go? Where? Tell them.
You go.
Tell them. Get it
you
out.
Go to
let
the Chit Show podcast.
Boom, right there.
Available on all platforms. That the Untitled Mixtape is on. I'd like to thank my co-host for joining me today.
yeah, what's up?
Never hype man me that loud ever again in my life.
Yell at him. Where you go? Where you go? Tell him.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. We'll see you next time.
Oh my God.
Peace.
That was great.